Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, well, wanted to talk a little bit about a upcoming MMORPG that I'm pretty excited about.
Me too.
Yeah, that would be Torchlight Frontier. Now, I've already put in for the alpha on this. And as of the recording of this show, which is at the end of April, I have yet to get in. But hopefully by the time you're hearing this, I will already be in. And man, a lot of my questions will be answered because I have questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been a fan of the Torchlight series for years. I mean, I've beat Torchlight 1 and 2, and I'm just, you know, I still play them because of the, you know, you get these maps that you get to play in. So there's a lot of replayability, and I'm having a great time. I'm waiting for the new
one
to come out.
When it comes to me, I've owned Torchlight 1 and 2 for about a year. I think I bought them in last year's summer sale. I don't remember. But I didn't actually start playing them until just recently. And, yeah, oh, they're good. Oh, man, on my vacation, end of April.
Right.
I would play until my hand ached. I had to physically stop. Because I just, you know, all the clicking and just all the ARPG goodness that is with Torchlight. I love Diablo 3. I enjoy the heck out of Diablo 3. I'm uninstalling Diablo 3. There's no reason for it to be on my computer. I have Torchlight 2.
Torchlight beats it in every fashion, in my opinion. I mean, Diablo always will have a place in my heart because I loved the first game, and the second one was even better.
Right.
But the third one, it really is lacking in challenge, in just every facet.
Well, I like ARPGs not so much for the challenge. I mean, I'm playing Torchlight 2 on easy or casual or whatever. The challenge is not what matters to me. I enjoy the story. It has a good story.
Oh, it does.
I'm enjoying just going out there and playing. And it gives you a feeling of, yes, there's fights where you're like, oh no, I'm going to die. But also, there is some challenge to it. But it's more going out there and feeling like a heroic badass.
Uh-huh.
That appeals to me. And yeah, maybe I'm a filthy casual. Oh my God. But this told me right out the bat, I need to try Torchlight Front. If they are halfway faithful, original series, not only is it going to be an amazing action MMORPG.
Yeah.
It may be right up there with some of the most innovative MMORPG out there. I mean, just one thing. If they just bring over one thing, it's going to completely revolutionize how you play MMOs. And that's your pet.
Well, that they've already said. The pet is part of it.
Oh, thank God.
No, that the pet feature has been a core feature of Torchlight.
Yeah.
And for those of you who've never played it, you get a combat pet that you can put gear on, you can... it levels up as you level up, that sort of thing. But it also has storage, so you can take all the stuff you've picked up when you're out there killing stuff, put it on your pet and say, okay, go to town, sell this for me. And it takes off and it sells that stuff for you and brings back the money. You can also, in number two, you can send it to town with a list and it will purchase potions or whatever you want.
Yeah, I
bring it back.
I love getting identify scrolls that way. If I'm having a hard time getting identify scrolls, mm-hmm. I've never bought any potions off of it because they fall.
They fall like crazy. Version,
they're everywhere. But I run out of identify scrolls quite a bit. So, bam, go buy me 10 more. And here's gear that's going to, you know, cover that and then some. And they'll come back. I get a few thousand gold back. Plus, here's some scrolls.
Yeah.
What I love also is you can go fishing. It's fishing mm-hmm. holes. And it's simple. Once you figure out how the fishing works, you click at the right time. Boom.
Right.
You get these things and you give them to your pet. You turn them on.
Exactly.
And you can change your pet.
You can change your pet temporarily, mm-hmm. but there are some special fish that will permanently change the look of your pet. Because in number two, I had the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I had one of the special fish, and I fed it to my dog, and he permanently changed into a spider.
Oh, no. But spiders are cool, man. The vampiric ability on them.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was a bad change, but as I progressed in the game, I ended up with like six more of those special fishes, and I just saved those for when I get bored of the spider. I can turn it into the ghoul, or I can turn it into this vine-like creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these other cool things that I've run across in-game.
Yeah, what I like is, much like games like Lord of the Rings Online, and Diablo, to be honest, Diablo 3, that's shared storage.
Right.
So you can throw stuff in for other characters, and in Torchlight 2, there's like four different classes. As I understand it, they're putting in new and different classes into the alpha for Torchlight Frontiers. Mm-hmm. I hope they have those core four and then more to roll with, because it'd just be nice to see. I already know they're doing classes that aren't in two. So,
well, the three that they've announced is the Dusk Mage, the Railmaster, and the Forged. The Forged is the robot golem type thing that has all these cool abilities, but you have to watch the heat that you're generating. It's kind of like a mech from MechWarrior. You know, you have to watch your heat. Otherwise, you can't do your special abilities.
Hopefully, you can go stand in water like in mech in a BattleTech. Cool off.
I don't know. But the one I thought was cool was the Railmaster. You know, he comes along with this huge hammer, and he's just bam, 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 laying down rails. And following behind him is this train with a turret just shooting the crap out of everything in sight. I just thought, you know, that's something you've never seen before. That's awesome. I love it. And I'm looking forward to playing that.
Yeah, me too. And that's the thing is, I originally was like, before I'd even played Torchlight 2, I'd, you know, messed with this character generator, but hadn't actually played anything.
Mm-hmm.
I went ahead and put in for the alpha because I was like, yeah, I think I want to try streaming this. Because it, you know, it should be fun. You had told me how much fun the game is and that it's a little bit more lighthearted and brighter and a little more colorful than the bleak world of Diablo 3.
Yeah.
And I will say that, yes, it's brighter. Yes, it's got more humor. But it also has some pretty bleak parts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're into Diablo 3, you can enjoy that in the Torchlight series, too. But it's kind of got a WoW feel to it. The good parts of WoW.
Right.
Like the interesting, a little more cartoony look.
Right.
I love that, and I understand that is coming over to Torchlight uh-huh. Frontiers as well, which makes me want to go, yes, please, I'll take that.
Here's my money.
Uh-huh. I mean, I don't like paying for MMO. I don't. I've got lifetime subscriptions to like four different games, three of which I really don't play, two of which I haven't played in years, in Champions Online and Star Trek Online. I occasionally play me some Secret World Legends. Really was a lifetime subscription to World, but whatever. They're supporting it. So good. That's cool. The only one I actively use is my Lord of the Rings Online lifetime subscription. If they offer that, or Torchlight Frontiers, again, yes, take my money if it's as good as the Torchlight series is. But in an MMORPG, please, I will pay that. I will pay a couple $100s for a lifetime subscription.
Or well, and I've been... Go ahead. But I've been watching a lot of the guys who were, you know, streaming Torchlight Frontiers. And they had, you know, a lot of negative things to say because, you know, well, this isn't working right, or there's these bugs, or this is a little bit hinky. It's still an alpha.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen how the other games have progressed and how they've come out, and there were stellar games. So I'm pretty sure this one's going to be just as good. I have a lot of faith in them being able to do it right because they've got a pretty good track record.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I see as a problem is that this company, to my knowledge, has not made a company that actually does torture.
Right.
But they're working with Perfect World Entertainment. All they do is MMORPG. I'm fairly certain they've got this.
Should have it, yeah.
And, I mean, they've got the expertise of Cryptic, at the very least, right there on hand. They're all part of the same, and they're under the same Perfect World umbrella, as far as I know.
Right.
Now, Perfect World is just distributing, they're publishing Torchlight Front beyond the Arc loader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cryptic is the same way. And I'm pretty sure that Perfect World is not going to let this come out and not meet certain standards. Because, you know, for all the things that people complain about Perfect World, they put out games that people like. I mean, Perfect World is a fun game that is enjoyed in Asian MMORPG, but people love it. Forsaken World, more of a dark fantasy type of game, and people love it. Just go on and on and on. Their games succeed. Sure, they're free to play. Sure,
yeah.
There's some pay to win in them. But then you got Cryptic, also under that umbrella. And some people may argue, oh, there's some pay to win there too. No, not nearly as much. And
win what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, this person got to the... They're more powerful than me, and they paid their way to it. And just because you can't, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm not a pay-to-win guy. I don't want pay-to-win in my games. But your rating, you're doing PvE content, player versus environment content. It shouldn't matter to you at all how somebody gets their gear or their ships or whatever in a game. Star Trek Online, it's ships.
Right.
So it shouldn't matter to you how they get it. Did they earn it in game or did they buy it on the shop? They wanted to spend hundreds of hours grinding through raids and whatever to get that gear, or did they go and plop down their credit card and pay a few $100s to get that gear? That should never, it shouldn't, literally should not matter to you in the least.
As long as it's not PvP, it shouldn't matter.
Exactly. And PvP is more of a concern. And so, like with Star Trek Online, you can use the ships you buy on the store, and there's a lot of ships for sale. You can use them in PvP. And they've done a pretty good job of keeping things balanced. Yes, some premium ships are going to be more powerful than others, but they make it to where, generally, you can get similar ships in-game. It's not just the ship. When you buy the ship, it is a ship. It has no gear. So then you have to go and, you know, as baseline gear, you have to go and it's the gear putting on it. You know, the engineering stuff, the helm control, all these things you got to put into the ship and upgrade it and make it more powerful. That is what matters. Sure, you could buy a premium ship that gives you all kinds of extra slots so you can slot in all kinds of cool stuff, but somebody else that has a ship they got in game that has the same cores, maybe less of them, but they actually know what they're doing, are going to wipe the floor with that dude who paid for that premium ship. Anyway, that's off on a tangent.
Yes.
My point being that Cryptic is not Perfect World. They're published by Perfect World. They're owned, as far as I know, by Perfect World, but they're let to do their thing. And that gives me great hopes that Torchlight Frontiers is going to come out more like the games under Cryptic than under the actual Perfect World.
Right.
So, pay to win, not so much of an issue. I hope they actually come out as straight up subscription game. You know? Not that I want to pay to play another game, but if it's good, I'll do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be, though.
Pretty sure it'll be free to play. That's pretty much the standard that comes out from under Perfect. And there'll be microtransactions.
Yeah.
But based upon what Cryptic has, they're not egregious. You can earn chips or whatever you need in game, and if you want to buy something, you can. You don't have to, but you can. They make it to where, sure, and I know it's a lot of people hate it. Well, I have to go and grind. Yeah, it's a free-to-play game. I swear, small tangent, but Western MMO players are so fucking spoiled, they literally don't know it. How spoiled they are. They gotta grind or I could pay for it on the store. Yeah. People have died grinding in Asian MMO.
Yeah.
So, y'all need to sit down and shut up. Break out the credit card like a good little peon or grind or find a different game. Good luck with that. Some people's children, I swear. Anyway, any thoughts that you have about this game?
I'm just hoping that it has more than just the three classes that they're showing. Because, yeah, the mage looks cool. The rail master looks awesome. The the forged looks cool. But I still like the ember mage. That is my favorite class. And
well, the first game, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall it had three classes.
Right.
And they were gender locked. You wanted to be a woman, you only played the one class.
Right.
It was basically heroes, essentially.
Right.
Big fighter hero, you had the more standard hero, and then you had the ranged female.
Right.
I didn't play much with that, but I at least looked at it. And in Torchlight 2, you got the four. The Berserker, you got the Ember Mage, and I don't remember the name of the other.
There's the pistol guy, and then there's the roguish character.
Yeah. So anyway, and you can do any of those either gender. Not to ask them their pronouns.
You don't want to assume.
The fact that they've put out three things that are virtually new. They are not what's been in the game before, my knowledge.
Nope, they are new.
So, I have a feeling that they're going to either go all new classes, which is fine. That's kind of what they did with Torchlight 2, kind of. You could argue that the Berserker is kind of similar to the big melee guy, but whatever. They're either going to go all new, or we're seeing some stuff that they're trickling out, and then they're going to put out more classes. They're testing the new stuff now.
Right.
Because it's new.
Right.
They know how these other things are going to work. Maybe they're going to have these in the background. Or maybe they will be purchasable, downloadable content. You want to be able to play the Ember Mage? All right. You're going to have to pay a little extra. $5 a class or something. I don't know. Not to give them ideas that I would really rather than not do, but it's possible. And being it's an MMORPG, they're going to want to have a much wider variety of things to do. So, you know, things to play to bring more people in. So I expect we're probably not only going to see, just speculating, I wouldn't be surprised if we see not only the classes from Torchlight 2, but maybe the archetypes from Torchlight itself, possibly reworked some, but all that in this game.
That would be awesome.
I know that they would stand a much better chance of bringing in new players if they had those iconic classes available. Because like you said, you love the Ember Mage. I love the Ember Mage. I don't usually like glass cannons, but running around with two wands shooting the heck out of everything is freaking great.
Yeah, it is.
But, because I'm just not, I know they start with a staff, but I just couldn't staff fight it. It's much better to go at range of shooting things, you know? That's cool. Then you just throw down some spells and shoot some more. And I love it. Anyway, if we had those options, or I'm sorry, if we don't have those options, I'm less interested in the game. I'll try it, but it's not, it may not have that connection.
I want to see what they're bringing. Right now, they're just giving us those three.
Yes.
I'm willing to wait.
As of the time of this recording, which is at the end of April, you're hearing this at the end of May. So in the last month, a lot of things could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe this is all or not. Our little speculation might be completely out the window. In which case, I'm still not throwing this episode out because I think it's a worthwhile discussion.
Well, the first two games are freaking awesome. They're cheap. If you want to give them a try, they're on Steam. Please go give them a try. You're going to enjoy yourself. And their dungeons they're not easy. They can be rather challenging.
Oh, yeah.
But they're a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. And it just gets you excited for the new game.
Actually, considering this is coming out the end of May, you know the Steam summer sale is about to start.
That
usually is in June. So, at the very least, keep an eye out for it there. I'll guarantee you they'll probably have a Torchlight and Torchlight 2 package for a very reasonable price. Mm-hmm. I think I paid 20 for the two of them, or just over 20.
I think I actually got both of them for $20. I did buy them in a bundle, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Mine was last year or something, if I remember. And I don't remember how much I paid, but it wasn't much. And since they are a few years old, even if you're not on sale, good price. So anyway, I just want to get in and try this thing. I'll guarantee you, if I get into the alpha, NDA's already been dropped, or as of right now, stream whatever you want. I will be streaming that. I'll still stream Lotro, but I will also stream Torchlight Front. As long as it works with OBS, because if it doesn't, like Maple Story 2, then we'll have issues. That's another reason to check out the alpha.
Exactly.
If other people are streaming it, then it can stream. Matter of, I've been purposely staying away from live streams starting Torchlight Frontier, because I don't want it spoiled for it. I want to experience it myself, just like with Torchlight 2. You told me, fun game, you should try it out, and that's great. Hear it from you, that means something, but at the same time, actually playing it yourself, what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been games you liked that I was like, no thanks. But then there's games like Torchlight 2 that we're both, yeah, that's a good game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't need Diablo 3 on my computer anymore.
Yep.
Guess we kind of squeezed all we could out of that one, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Before we go, I will once again plead for assistance from the audience. If anyone's interested, please put up a review at iTunes. 5 stars are much appreciated, but, you know, if you can't manage that, please do less. It's not like we'll hate you or anything, but there's also Google Podcasts. There's Stitcher Radio. Tell your friends. Spread the word. If you're in a gaming forum, let your guild know. Put something up there. Hey, listen to these jerks on the internet. They occasionally say something worthwhile.
Occasionally.
Okay, we haven't said anything worthwhile since Rylea left, but you know, how's she doing anyway, in case people are interested?
She's doing great.
Good. That's good to hear. I'm still trying to talk Ten Knife into being on the show, but Yeah, she's currently not talking to me, so.
Well, and with good reason. You're just an asshat.
Okay, yes. I'm an asshat. I'm pretty sure that's true, but it wasn't my fault, and never mind, we won't get in. Regardless, we could use the assistant. I'm not in the doghouse. Not. She just closed the door and isn't listening. Oh, wait, they're coming out. Yay! Or at least the dogs are. Oh, okay. So she's not mad at me. That's good. Anyway, yeah. No, I am droning on to drag this out just a little bit longer.
Eh.
My point was, any assistance that the audience can give to spreading the word and helping us out would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you all are interested, I do have a live stream on Twitch that I do every weekend, 2 to 3 times a weekend, Saturday mornings, Saturday evenings, and Sunday nights. You can check me out at twitch.tv/scormy.
Mm-hmm.
Follows are good. Subscriptions are better. Bits are pretty good. Donations were accepted. Actually, donations are very much appreciated. I didn't tell you, somebody dropped me a $10 donation the other day.
That's awesome.
It is. That means total I've made like $16 in donations. And a bit more than that in bits.
Well, that's cool.
Bits of the currency they throw at you that's almost like real money.
Mm-hmm.
It's Amazon money, but not.
All right.
Anyway, so, yeah. Come watch me make a fool of myself on the internet and try not to curse. Oh, boy. You don't know how hard that really is.
Understandable.
Pretty soon, though, you and I are going to have to do the stream together.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to play Guild Wars 2 or if you just want to be on talking to me while I'm playing Lotro or whatever. People really responded to that. And with you and Lirazel, or however she wants to pronounce
Lirazel.
It. When you guys were on, that was a huge amount of fun.
Well,
people still comment about how I never laughed that much in a show. Because I just couldn't stop, man. You guys were going to kill me.
Well, we'll be available anytime you want to play. Just let us know.
Okay. Well, you guys are mostly playing Trove right now. Mostly playing,
well, Trove and Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, because I don't do no Trove no more because it, well, it doesn't make for good streams. Let's put it that way.
Understandable.
That's a nice way of saying that people in Trove are asshats.
A lot of them are, yes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's going to be, they'll join us and decide to destroy everything in our path so that there's nothing left for us to fight. And that makes for a really interesting live stream. I'm sure they think they're helping.
Mm-hmm.
They helped by making me not stream Trove ever again.
Well, they just helped the world. Suppose good on them.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Yes.
Probably close up. Do you have any final thoughts, especially regarding Torchlight Frontiers? Actually did have a topic today.
Well, I keep seeing that it's going to be available this year. It's coming out this year, but there's no definitive date. It's just sometime in 2019.
Yeah, I get the feeling it's probably going to be towards the end of the year.
Well, makes sense.
Unless they go to beta already by the time you're hearing this, or shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
I expect they haven't been in alpha all that long anyway. So I expect they're probably going to be in alpha a good portion of the summer. They'll do a beta for a month or two and then go into release probably November.
Maybe yeah.
December's a bad time to release, really is. But November, that's not a bad time, because especially you got a lot of people that have time off around Thanksgiving, so it makes for a good time to put out a new game.
Yeah.
It gives people more time to play it and build a larger starting fan base.
Right.
That's just my thought. We'll see.
We'll see. Well, and I'm going to keep trying to get alpha as well. So if I get it, I'll give you my key. If you don't get it, that is.
Unfortunately, you can't. It's locked to the email address that you put it in for. I already looked into that. Because, unfortunately, my current account with Perfect World is under one email address, and I think I signed up under another. But either way, it's fine. I'll make it work.
Okay, well.
Because when it goes live, I'll just do it over my regular account anyway. I'm sure they're going to wipe after the beta anyway.
Usually do.
That's a standard. Anyway, hopefully by the time you hear this, this is completely outdated and we have a whole bunch more news. But,
well, if that's the case, then we can always revisit this because we are both eagerly anticipating this.
Oh, yeah.
So you might get sick of hearing about it.
Yeah, kind of like we got, I'm sure they're sick of hearing about Lotro and Guild Wars 2. We'll just file this into the rotation.
Well, and if you're sick and tired of hearing us talk about it, do yourself a favor, go buy Torchlight 2 and play it.
Oh, sure.
I think you'll be convinced relatively quickly.
It's a fairly convincing game, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Even Ten Knife was intrigued by it. And it takes a lot to get her interested in a video game.
Well, oh. One of the things I liked about the guy with the guns is playing with the big blunderbuss. Because that thing hits hard. I mean, I've had some fairly stocky, you know, creatures come charging at you and then boom, and they're almost dead in one shot.
Yeah, I that was my first character, and mm-hmm. I prefer two pistols akimbo.
All right.
And that actually is a load of fun, but then I tried Ember Mage with two wands, and even without the akimbo ability, it's like, yeah, please, this will do just fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes.
We should probably go.
All right.
So until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
Derek, catchphrase ending. If we didn't want to sound like morons, we probably should have looked up the class name.
Eh.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.